In our first reading today, the Lord asks Solomon, he says, ask for anything you want and I'll grant it to you. And so I was asking a few people this weekend, if they had the opportunity to ask anything of God, what would they ask for? And a lot of people couldn't really give an answer. They weren't sure what they would ask for. You know, one person said he would ask to be able to not fight with his brothers. It's a good answer, I guess. One person said they would want to be successful. One person had read the first reading and made the connection, so they knew the right answer. They said, I would ask for wisdom, just like Solomon. But I think that's a good question for us to reflect upon. You know, what would we ask of the Lord? If we could ask anything, what would it be? Because that reveals a lot about our own heart. Solomon asked for understanding so that he could do two things. The first was good judgment and making decisions as the king of the people of Israel. And the second thing was the ability to discern right from wrong. That's what he asked for. And so to a certain degree, Solomon was already seeking the treasure in the field. His priorities were already focused on the Lord, and he knew that service of the Lord was the most incredible thing that he could dedicate his life to. And so he wasn't asking for selfish things like great earthly wealth or a long life or fame. He already had his priorities on the Lord, and he wanted to be a faithful instrument in God's hands so that through him, the justice of God and the goodness of God could flow through him into the kingdom of Israel. And so he wouldn't govern by his own will, but he would govern by the will of the Lord. And he knew that that would bring life and it would bring goodness into the kingdom. And because he asked for that, the kingdom of Israel flourished. I think that's an interesting reflection in light of our society today, because family life is in decline. And part of the reason why our families are in decline is because so few people are seeking what Solomon asked for. You know, so many of our young people have not found the treasure in the field, and they haven't placed the worship and adoration of God at the center of their life. And if we don't put the Lord at the center, then a lot of other evils are going to flow from that, because the most fundamental truth that needs to be the center of our life isn't there. And very often, people are not concerned with right and wrong. There's a tendency today where people don't want any moral constraints. They want to just be able to live however they want and embrace any vices, whether it's greed or whether it's lust or whatever vice it is, they want to be able to live that out. And so, so many people today are not seeking what Solomon thought, what he sought after. And so, what I'd encourage us to do today is to imagine for a second that every single one of us in this church would make the same request that Solomon made in prayer. Imagine the transformation that could have on our families and on our parish. And so that's the challenge I'll throw out for each one of us this week, is every day this week to make the prayer of Solomon our own prayer. And so for parents and grandparents, to say to the Lord, Lord, you have given me the gift of my family. Thank you for the gift of my family. But give me an understanding heart so that I can have good judgment in making decisions in leading this family. And teach me right and wrong so that your truth and your goodness can flow through me and shape our family. For our kids, to make the prayer, Lord, you have given me life. Teach me right from wrong. Give me judgment in making decisions so that I can be a good example to my classmates, to my teammates, to my friends, to my siblings, and help me to live an honorable and a pure life. You know, this is a prayer that every single one of us can pray for, to distinguish right and wrong and to have good judgment in making decisions that are in conformity with God's will. If we do that, imagine the transformation that would have upon us and upon the church. And we would obtain the treasure in the field. You know, if we make that prayer and we're sincere, we're going to find the pearl of great price. There's no reason why each one of us can't make that same prayer of Solomon today, because the Lord is just as present to us today as he was to Solomon all those centuries ago. But what is important as we make a prayer like that is, first of all, trust. We have to make the prayer with deep trust in the Lord. We have to recognize that he does have the power to fulfill that request. And just if we offer prayers that are pleasing to him, just as our first reading said this prayer was pleasing to the Lord, so he granted it, so too with us. And the second thing that's important is that we pray that prayer with a deep conviction, and that we truly desire that that prayer will be fulfilled. In other words, we're not just praying with words, but that's truly the desire of our hearts. And so we need to make sure that we're building that desire, and that as we make that prayer, we truly want an understanding heart to know right from wrong and to make judgments that are in conformity with God's will. And so I encourage each one of us, as we reflect upon today's readings, to take that prayer of Solomon and to make it our own. And just as he was a conduit to bring the goodness of God into the kingdom of Israel, and it flourished because of that, so we can be that conduit for our own families and for our parish.